time now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. Where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Kennepper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW, WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 67. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson is reminding Wayne County taxpayers that the first installment of real estate taxes is due on Friday, October the 7th. Taxes may be paid at the Treasurer's Office Monday through Friday from 8 until 4:30 p.m. After hours, taxes can be placed in the Dropbox location on the west side of the courthouse, or can be paid at any of the following banks: First Financial, Sisney Trust, Mount Airy Banking Center, People's National Bank, or Fairfield National Bank's Fairfield or Wayne City locations. For more information, contact the Treasurer's Office at 842-5087. More news right after this break.
Wabash General Hospital. People you know, helping people you love. From treating all aspects of heart health, diagnosis, treatment, and management of your heart condition, to an orthopedic team ready to restore your quality of life by improving your mobility, flexibility, endurance, and strength. Call Wabash General Hospital today, 618-262-8621. Wabash General Hospital, committed to combining passion and knowledge to heal. Visit wabashgeneral.com for more information.
And now the rest of the news. The Fairfield City Council met last night with all members present. The council approved three TIF redevelopment agreements. They include Farmer's Daughter for $50,000. The business will be undertaking a complete renovation to the first floor and exterior work as well. Country Roads Realty for $5,500. Roof work and interior renovations are being completed. And Gifford Properties LLC for $45,000. A complete renovation of the apartment complex in the 1400 block of West Main Street. The complex currently has six available apartments. With the planned renovations, the total number of available apartments will double to 12. Staffing issues continue to plague the Fairfield Police Department, with last night's announcement that Officer Scott Esmond had resigned to accept a position with the Grayville Police Department. It was also announced that three applicants had passed both the written and physical agility test and are in the process of undergoing additional testing. In other police news, the council voted to purchase a new police vehicle from Le Mans at a cost of $39,500. It's unclear when the new vehicle will arrive. The council approved a street closing on November the 5th for the Veterans Day Parade at 2 p.m. Discussion was held regarding substantially increasing the building permit fee for both residential and commercial applicants. Discussion was also held concerning the placement of storage containers on properties within the city. It was agreed that only one container per property, and the container must be painted. Current zoning ordinances would also have to be adhered to. The matter will be addressed further at a future council meeting. Edwards County Treasurer Debbie Smith has announced that the 2021 payable 2022 real estate taxes were mailed out yesterday. The tax extension amounts to $6,490,579.88. The due dates have been set for Friday, October the 28th, and Monday, November the 28th of this year. Payments may be made in person, by mail, or in the outside drop box located in front of the cell tower on the northeast side of the courthouse. Anyone using the drop box is asked to include a daytime phone number with their information. Those who wish to pay online using a credit or debit card may go to www.govtechtaxpro.com, which will add a 2.5% fee that goes to the credit card company. The instructions are listed on the back of the tax bills on how to pay online. The mobile home tax due date was July 29th, and unlike real estate taxes, the late fee is $25 per month on each month delinquent, effective July 30th. As of September the 30th, the late fee will be $75. For additional information, contact the Treasurer's Office at 445-3581. The Fairfield Paint Out is underway. Tuesday, the artist gathered in the Wayne City area to complete several paintings. Those paintings were on display last night at the Wayne City mural at Boyd Mattress. This evening, vintage car owners and enthusiasts will be joined by the artist at Leo French Park for a cruise-in hosted by the Wayne County Misfits Car Club. Brain Freeze Food Truck will also be at the park. The artist will be completing a quick paint, which is a painting completed in 1.5 hours. Cars will gather west of the swimming pool at 4:30 through 5, and artists will be painting from 5 through 6:30. Afterwards, the paintings will be on display at Fusion Coffee in downtown Fairfield. Participants at Leo French Park and others interested in viewing the completed paintings are invited to Fusion to view the paintings, visit with the artist, and enjoy a coffee. The results are in from the 2022 Edwards County Paint Out, hosted by the Albion Area Chamber of Commerce, which was held on Monday, September the 26th. Professional Plain Air Awards were Best of Show, $250, sponsored by Wabash General Hospital's Albion Clinic, was 5th Street, by Vicki Gifford. The People's Choice $250, sponsored by Citizens National Bank of Albion, was 5th Street, by Vicki Gifford. Best of Edwards County, $250, sponsored by the Albion Area Chamber of Commerce, went to Corn and Beans by Marty Coulter. And Best of West Salem, $100, sponsored by the West Salem Development Association, went to Quiet Afternoon by Farley Lewis. The Local Artist Awards were Best of Show, $250, sponsored by CRHPC Albion Community Health Center, to Cornerstone by Tara Thompson. The Best of Edwards County, $250, sponsored by Doug Raber State Farm, went to Country Evening by Caleb Shelby. People's Choice, $100, sponsored by Mitchell Insurance, went to EC Lyon by Casey McGuire, which also won Best of Albion, $100, sponsored by the Hope Center. And the Best of Bone Gap, $100, sponsored by Magical Memories by Aubrey, went to Bone Gap Depot by Krista Gerard. The paint-out was made possible by the generous donations of many local businesses and people. 9 people were recently booked into the Wayne County Jail. On September the 18th, Wayne County booked Anthony A. Boyd Bay on a failure to appear warrant for a charge of no valid driver's license. On the 19th, Fairfield Police booked Haley Nicole Morgan on a charge of criminal trespass to residence. On September the 20th, Wayne County booked Jordan Michael Cottrell on an unspecified warrant issued out of Clay County. On September 21st, Wayne County booked Charles Edward Newton on a failure-to-appear warrant for a charge of operation of an uninsured motor vehicle, a failure-to-appear warrant on a charge of operation of a vehicle without registration, and a failure-to-appear warrant on a charge of driving while driver's license, permit, or privilege to operate motor vehicle is suspended or revoked 2 counts. Also on the 21st, Fairfield Police booked Shannon Lee Cohn on a charge of criminal trespass to residence, and Hunter Wayne White on a failure-to-appear warrant for 2 counts DUI alcohol. On the 22nd, Wayne County booked Susan Jean Grove on a petition to revoke warrant for a charge of methamphetamine possession. On the 23rd, Wayne County booked Robert Nicholas Williams on a failure-to-appear warrant for 2 counts of criminal sexual assault. And on September the 24th, Wayne County booked Garrett S. Koster on an additional hold for the Wayne County Sheriff's Office. On September 28th, at approximately 12:09 a.m., Wayne County Sheriffs arrested 42-year-old Jason D. Head on a charge of violation of an order of protection and a charge of methamphetamine possession. Head is being held in the Wayne County Jail pending a court appearance. Reduced rate lab testing with Fairfield Memorial Hospital's laboratory department will be taking place from October the 17th through November the 5th. There will be 6 convenient locations to choose from: Fairfield Memorial Hospital Laboratory, Horizon Healthcare Carmine Medical Clinic, Horizon Healthcare Sisney Medical Clinic, Horizon Healthcare Grayville Medical Clinic, Horizon Healthcare Fairfield Medical Clinic, and FMH Albion Lab Draw Station at the Edwards County Health Department. To schedule an appointment for the reduced rate labs, call 847-0400. To view a list of tests offered, as well as dates and times for each location, visit today's local news headlines page at WFIWradio.com. The Edwards County Health Office, in conjunction with the Edwards County Farm Bureau, will be offering a drive-through flu shot clinic on October the 19th from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Edwards County Fairgrounds in Albion. This drive-through flu shot clinic is for private pay, private insurance, and Medicare customers only. All Medicaid customers must call the health office and make an appointment to get a flu shot. Anyone ages 6 months and over can get a flu shot. However, the drive-through clinic is recommended for those ages 5 and up. Cost for private pay flu shots is $30 for low dose and $65 for high dose for those over the age 65. Anyone who wishes to get a flu shot at the drive-through clinic will remain in their car and are urged to wear short sleeves. Those paying with private insurance or Medicare need to bring their insurance card. Those attending are asked to watch for traffic flow signs. This year, there will be no flu shot clinics at the senior centers in the county. Seniors can come to the drive-through clinic, make an appointment at the Edwards County Health Office, or visit their primary physician to get a flu shot. The drive-through flu shot clinic is sponsored by the Edwards County Health Office in conjunction with the Edwards County Farm Bureau. State Representative Adam Niemerg has announced that he has scheduled the next satellite office hours for three locations around the 109th District on Wednesday, October the 5th, in Mount Carmel, Albion, and Carmi. The times and locations are from 8 until 9:30 a.m. at the River Church, located at 315 North Market Street in Mount Carmel, from 10:15 a.m. until noon at the Hope Center at 23 West Cherry Street in Albion, and then from 1:45 until 3:15 p.m. at White County Farm Bureau, located at 304 East Robinson in Carmi. Representative Niemerg is encouraging residents to take advantage of these satellite office hours, stating, "If you have any questions or concerns about state programs or policies, or need help with a state issue, my staff and I are happy to help. To schedule an appointment, call the district office at 217-813-6036 or at the online office at repniemerg.com. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White has highlighted the success of the Electronic Automobile Insurance Verification Program, which has led to a dramatic reduction of uninsured motorists. Over the first 14 months of the program, the percentage of registered vehicles without verified insurance dropped from 12.7% of Illinois vehicles to 6.9%. During this same time period, more than 540,000 vehicle owners have either obtained insurance or received license plate suspensions. Under the program, insurance companies work with the Secretary of State's office to confirm electronically that motorists have automobile insurance. Vehicle owners' automobile insurance is verified electronically at least twice per year at random intervals to ensure that vehicle owners are complying with the state's mandatory automobile liability insurance laws. Most vehicle owners do not have to do anything, as electronic verification of automobile insurance is confirmed automatically. If electronic verifications are unsuccessful, the Secretary of State's office sends a written request to the vehicle owner, giving them an opportunity to prove they have insurance before suspending the vehicle registration. Vehicle owners must contact their insurance company or notify their insurance agent that they received a letter with a specific reference number from the Secretary of State. The insurance agent's responsibility is to confirm electronically with the Secretary of State that the vehicle owner has automobile insurance on the verification date stated in the letter. It's important to note that vehicle owners who receive the letter should not visit a driver service facility Instead, they should contact their insurance company or agent, who can provide the necessary electronic proof of insurance needed to clear either the license plate suspension or the pending license plate suspension. If vehicle owners are identified as uninsured, they must obtain automobile insurance and pay a $100 non-compliance fee to clear either the license plate suspension or the pending license plate suspension. White chaired the Uninsured Motor Verification Advisory Committee that included insurance companies, traffic safety advocates, and members of the General Assembly. The committee reviewed best practices and helped provide the guidelines used to establish legislation and program requirements. The river stages as of early this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 5.78 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.11 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 4.64 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the area, Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 1.49 feet, the Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi, 4 feet, and the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 2.79 feet. Today's crude oil price is $71.50, up $1.79 from yesterday. The November crude oil price is $77.41, down 4 cents from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Graber Post Buildings is looking to add CDL Class A drivers for their day cab straight truck positions. They offer great pay, up to $30 per hour, $5,000 signing bonus, PTO, paid holidays, 401k with company match, bonus structures, and much more. These positions will get you back home each night. If you are seeking a career change, they would love to have you join their team. Call today for more details or fill out an application at their website, graberpost.com, and they will contact you.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 63 degrees. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones rep located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at $29,492, up 357 points. The NASDAQ is at $10,966, up 137 points. The price of crude oil is $71.50, unchanged from this morning. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Drew Pounton.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Brent E. Thomason, 57 of Fairfield, died on Saturday, September the 17th. Brent will be cremated and his ashes buried in Maple Hill Cemetery at a later date. There will be no formal services. Kenneth W. Ken Winter, 77 of Carmi, died on Saturday, September the 24th. A funeral service will be held at 6 p.m. today at Emmanuel United Methodist Church in Carmi. Visitation will be from 3:30 until time of the service at the church. Gina Renee Hale, 55 of Fairfield, died on Saturday, September the 24th. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. today at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation will be from noon until time of the service, with burial to follow at Pleasant Grove Cemetery, northwest of Jeff. Francis Allen, formerly of Dahlgren, died on Sunday, September the 4th. A funeral mass and reception will be held at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Piopolis on Friday, September the 30th at 3 p.m. Joseph C. Stahl, 89 of Newburgh, formerly of Olney, died on Friday, September the 23rd. Visitation will be held from noon until 12:45 on Friday, September the 30th, at Kistler Patterson Funeral Home in Olney. A private family graveside service will follow visitation. Interment will be at Haven Hill Cemetery in Olney, with full military rites accorded at the cemetery. The family request no flowers be sent. Velma Smith, 93, of Albion, died on Sunday, September the 25th. A private graveside service will be held at a later date, with interment in Graceland Cemetery in Albion. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 67. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news.
Asbury & Associates is adding a new member to their medical staff. Meet Physician Assistant Shane Bowen. Shane will be offering primary care services at our Centralia office. Shane offers a multitude of services, including minor surgical repairs, including lacerations, excision of ingrown toenails, skin biopsies, trigger point injections, DOT physicals, and so much more. Call Asbury & Associates to schedule an appointment with Shane Bowen, 618-244-4800.
It's football season again, and the Fairfield Mules are back in action. I'm Drew Pounton. Join me for the 2023 Fairfield Mules football season right here on 104.9 FM, WFIW, and WFIWradio.com, your home of the Fairfield Mules since 1953.
Time now for a Wednesday check of sports. The Cardinals are celebrating a division title after their 6-2 win over the Brewers. Andrew Kisner crushed a two-run home run while Paul Goldschmidt drove in two runs. Miles Michaelis got the win for St. Louis, which clinched the NL Central with its 90th win of the season. It's the Cards' first division crown since 2019. Rowdy Tellez hit a homer for the Brewers, who were unable to take advantage of a Phillies loss. The Crew remains 1.5 games behind the Phillies for the third NL wildcard spot. Cardinals legend Albert Pujols gave a post-game locker room speech to the team.
Definitely, guys. I mean, what an honor. I mean, to come back here, you know, and just finish my career being in the playoff. I mean, this is just, I'm picking up on Ollie. This is just one step, guys.
The Cardinals legend says that the championship is what matters the most.
This is what we play for. We make good money, but this is what we play for. So let's win a championship this year, guys. God bless. Let's go.
St. Louis first baseman Paul Goldschmidt says he hopes they can keep it rolling in the playoffs.
You know, we've had a lot of different guys step up, and that's what it's going to take. You know, we want to keep, you know, having these celebrations, and it's going to take a team effort, and hopefully we can do it.
The Phillies remain in a NL wild card spot despite their 2-1 loss to the Cubs in Chicago. The score was tied 1-1 heading into the bottom of the seventh until Yan Gomez crushed a double, which scored the go-ahead run for Chicago. Philly was unable to find the tying run as Manuel Rodriguez came in for the save. Marcus Stroman got the win for the Cubs, who have won 4 of 5 now. Bryce Harper drove in a run for the Phillies, who are still in the third NL wildcard spot. They lead Milwaukee by 1.5 games. The NFL's Cleveland Browns have released an update on the status of star Myles Garrett after Monday's single car accident. After Garrett was discharged from the hospital, the team said he suffered a shoulder sprain, biceps strain, and minor lacerations. He and a female passenger were treated for non-life-threatening injuries near Cleveland after the vehicle flipped several times. Garrett's status for Sunday's game against the Atlanta Falcons will be evaluated throughout the week. The 2026 Soccer World Cup Final will be played at the home of the Dallas Cowboys. Reports say AT&T Stadium in Arlington will host the game. The stadium can seat 80,000 fans, but will likely be expanded to more than 100,000 for the event. The World Cup is being played across 16 cities in the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Here's a look at Tuesday's scoreboard. In Major League Baseball action, the Cardinals defeated the Brewers 6-2. It was the Rays over the Guardians 6-5. The Pirates beat the Reds 4-1, and the Tigers took the Royals 4-3. The Nationals fell to the Braves 8-2. It was the Yankees over the Blue Jays 5-2. The Red Sox beat the Orioles 13-9, and the Marlins defeated the Mets 6-4. The Twins shut out the White Sox 4-0, and the Cubs squeaked by Philadelphia 2-1. The Astros decimated the Diamondbacks 10-2. The A's fell to the Angels 4-3. The Rangers shut out the Mariners 5-0. The Padres beat the Dodgers 4-3, and the Giants defeated the Rockies 5-2. In NHL preseason action, it would be the Hurricanes victorious over the Lightning 5-1. The Sabres beat the Flyers 2-1. It was the Red Wings over the Penguins 6-2, and the Bruins beat the Rangers 3-2. The Devils took down the Islanders 4-1. The Stars squeaked by the Coyotes 4-3. The Senators fell to the Jets 5-3, and the Blues beat the Blackhawks 4-1. It was the Avalanche falling to the Wild 5-2. The Kraken shut out the Flames 3-0, and the Sharks defeated the Ducks 5-4. Here's a look at today's schedule. In Major League Baseball action, the Cardinals will take on the Brewers. You can listen to that game live on WOKZ 105.9 FM. First pitch is set for 6:40 p.m. In other league action, it's the Reds taking on the Pirates, the Rays versus the Guardians, the Royals take on the Tigers, and the Braves play the Nationals. It's the Yankees versus the Blue Jays, the Marlins versus the Mets, the Orioles face the Red Sox, the White Sox take on the Twins, the Phillies go up against the Cubs, and the Diamondbacks face the Astros. The Athletics play the Angels, the Rangers take on the Mariners, the Dodgers face the Padres, and it's the Rockies versus the Giants. In NHL preseason action tonight, the Capitals will play the Flyers, the Canadiens go up against the Maple Leafs, it's the Sabres taking on the Blue Jackets, the Blackhawks face the Red Wings, the Oilers are going up against the Flames, and the Sharks play the Kings. The Avalanche take on the Golden Knights, and the Coyotes will go into action against the Ducks. That's a Wednesday check of sports. Here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for sunny skies with a high near 67. Overnight tonight will be clear with a low around 41. Sunny skies continue through the remainder of the week. Thursday shows a high of 68 with a low near 42. Friday, high of 73 with a low near 45. High of 75 on Saturday with a low near 51. And Sunday shows a high of 75 with a low near 51.